Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Tuesday, May the 9th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 51 degrees, and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. It's going to be like this for the next 2 days, reaching almost 80 degrees on Thursday. How about that? How can you be upset by that? That is real May weather. Now, we had a little bit of a contretemps yesterday here on the show. Now, I want to go through this. I kept saying yesterday on the show that Mother's Day does not look like good weather. And somebody sent me a message and said, well, no, Mother's Day looks good. It looks like it's going to be okay, maybe overcast, not bad at all. Well, I checked the weather report again this morning, and I'm not saying that the weather report cannot change between now and Sunday, because it certainly can. But when I looked at Sunday's weather report for Marion, Ohio, it shows showers, 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 showers. Now, this is not a horrible thing, because I think the number one thing to do with mom still on Mother's Day is to go out and eat. So that should not be impacted that much. But the weather report that I looked at still says showers, 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 showers for Mother's Day. But again, it's only Tuesday. It could change between now and then. Right now, we look good through Thursday. Thursday being almost 80 degrees, very nice. And then Friday, it kind of becoming overcast, scattered showers. Same thing on Saturday. And then Sunday doesn't look good for Mother's Day. Why are the weekends always a wash, but the weeks, you know, they're not half bad? This morning's great outside, sunny and nice. Now, that's the first thing I want to talk about this morning is the weather. The second thing, and this is the only other time I'm going to talk about this, I think we settled the homeless issue yesterday. And I don't know that anybody was being dishonest or anything of that nature. But essentially, just to run through this again real quick, if people didn't understand what was going on, we had a guest on last week who came in who said she was homeless. We did an interview with her Friday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. And then one of our listeners just questioned the authenticity of that person. And maybe there was just a miscommunication. I'm not saying anybody did it on purpose, but the homeless person, Carolyn, who we did not say her last name on the radio, called in yesterday, gave us an update. She is in a sleeping room now, thanks to one of our listeners who helped her out. And we just hope the best for her and the best for everybody. And we hope she gets a job and all is well. The only thing I know for sure is the listener who called in and the person Carolyn, our homeless friend, the only thing I hope for sure is that they both continue to listen to this show. Now, see, that sounds a little self-absorbed, but you got to have listeners to do a show. So we just hope they both continue to listen to the show. And other than that, all is forgiven, all is fine, and we're moving on happily here into today's show. Okay, let's see here. What else do we need to talk about this morning? Oh, you know, here's something. I was approached by actually two restaurants who were interested. I think it's because restaurants are open at this time of the morning, about doing this show once a week, probably on Friday, from a local restaurant, which I'm fine to do because restaurants have employees, you open yourself up to new listeners, things of that nature. But I wonder, are regulars who listen to this program, who may be free on Friday mornings, would you come and serve as my live studio audience if I were to do this show from a restaurant? Now, you know, I don't need a big audience. This isn't the Tonight Show. But, you know, if I had, you know, 5-10 people there, maybe it would grow. You know, people who know the show, would you come out on Friday morning and watch this show in public, see it done live? Because it's a little bit of a big production to travel a show. You know, I would have to get up about an hour earlier on Friday morning, drag all the equipment to wherever we'd be doing it, set it up, make sure it's working, so on and so forth, that you really want some kind of a return on that. So if we would do this show live, would anybody come down and be our audience? Now, I'm even scared at this point to go to the phones and say, would you be our audience? Because I feel that nobody will call. But would you come down and watch this show? It would be here in Marion at a restaurant on Fridays. You know, like the old Ruth Lyons and Sally Flowers and those shows used to be. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If we did this show, would you come down and see it? And I think if I did the show that way, I would involve the audience in some way, because we wouldn't be able to take phone calls, I don't believe, if we traveled the show, because we wouldn't have a phone line to plug into. So it would have to be all done in the room. And this is kind of why you want a studio audience there, to participate in what you're doing. And we would probably also have live guests and things like that to entice people to come down. And maybe giveaways. You never know. 740-751-4038. See, it's my worst nightmare already. People are saying, I would not come down to any restaurant to see that show. Holy mackerel, what kind of thing? What? I've got plans on Friday morning. See, and you would never want to do this in the winter, because in the winter, it's just too cold to get out and do something like this. But in the summer, hey, a little bit of time in the morning, you come in, you see the show, we have a good time, life goes on. 740-751-4038, if you would be interested in coming and seeing this show as a live studio audience member. And again, it would be in a restaurant here in town. I'm not going to say the two that have approached us, but it would be one of the two, and they're both nice places. Think about it and give me a call, 740-751-4038. We're supposed to have an event coming up here this morning in about 9 minutes. In about 9 minutes, we're supposed to have a call-in. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. You know, with live call-ins, you never really know. But something is supposed to happen in about 9 minutes. So I'm keeping an eye on the clock to make sure that this event happens in about 9 minutes. Now, what else is on the agenda for the next 9 minutes here? Okay, TikTok and Snapchat. I downloaded these both this past weekend. And to be honest with you, I have no idea. Now, yesterday, because TikTok's all about videos, I have no videos on TikTok. And I thought, well, I've got to get a video on TikTok because this is what the whole thing's about. So I found a video. I think it was like a minute and 45 seconds, which I know is a little long in the TikTok world. But I thought, okay, I'm going to put this video up there and see what happens. Now, I got the video up there the first time. But then I realized I did not put any hashtags on the video. Now, apparently, you have to hashtag your video or nobody's going to see it. So, I was trying to figure out how I could get back into the video to put the hashtags on the video so people could see it. And apparently, there's no way to do that. You have to delete the video and then upload it again and then put the hashtags on it. Well, let me tell you, I deleted the video and then I tried to upload the video again and it will not upload the video. It pretends like it's going to upload the video and I can see the video and then it says, do you want to post the video? But when I click post, it will not do it now. Now, it did it before. Now, why it won't do it now, I have no idea. Also, at the top now, it says, do you want to split the video? Which I don't really understand splitting the video. Because it didn't ask me to split the video the first time. So I really don't understand. I don't get the whole hashtag idea. I don't understand why the video uploaded once, but now it won't upload at all. It's all a mystery to me, but that's TikTok for you. And Snapchat, that whole thing. You have to know the people you're Snapchatting with, and you have to get their information, and it's a whole big, long, convoluted thing. And I don't know that that will last very long. Now, maybe the TikTok will last long if I can figure out some kind of video to put up there or even be able to put a video up there. But at this point, it's looking pretty bleak. This morning, I was driving down my road, and of course, you know, it's bright and sunny out in the morning. And there were a bunch of fire trucks in the neighborhood in front of my neighborhood, which is a very odd sight to see in the morning. Usually, nothing like that going on in my neighborhood. Now, they had their lights on, but nothing seemed to be happening when I was down there. And by the time I got down to McDonald's and got back here, which only took about maybe 7 or 8 minutes, they were gone. So whatever the emergency was, apparently it did resolve itself. But there was a fire truck down one street, and then there was a fire truck on the side of the road about 30 feet from the other fire truck. So I really don't know what happened. The lights were on, but the sirens were not on, and I could not see anybody running around or anything. So maybe we'll find out what happened in the neighborhood. Or maybe it was just a false alarm. You know, some people call out the fire trucks in the morning to, I don't know, see, you know, sometimes it's a health issue with people, and people come out and make sure everything's okay. If anybody knows what happened this morning, a lot of people have scanners and listen to them. Let me know. 740-751-4038. It would be out here by Meyer. I don't know. Like I say, it didn't seem like much because when I didn't see anybody outside doing anything. And then 7 or 8 minutes later when I came back, everything was gone. Now, you're talking to a gentleman this morning who just about lost his life this morning, killed by a Rumpke trash truck. Now, I have lived here a long time now, and to be honest with you, I don't ever remember seeing a Rumpke trash truck in this neighborhood. Now, I have Rumpke trash, but I never see the trucks. They come very early in the morning, like 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I never see them. Sometimes I hear them out there, but I never see them. Well, this morning, I don't know if they were running late. I don't know what the deal was, but they were out on the road while I was going down to McDonald's. So as I was coming back here about 7:15, 7:30, a Rumpke trash truck was turning onto the main road and took up about 3 lanes as I was coming down the road and just about did me in. And I thought, boy, what a way to go. Killed by a trash truck. But that was my morning this morning. See, you think you've had an interesting morning. I've had fire engines and trash trucks so far. Okay, what else did we want to discuss here this morning? Well, oh, this is fun. And I hope this person's listening. You know, yesterday we did a Family Feud question. And we might get back to this because there are some answers that we don't have. But the Family Feud question was, tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Now, yesterday I was at the grocery store, and a gentleman, longtime listener, walked up to me who was playing with us yesterday. And he said, Scott, I know what the answer is. And he said the answer, and it was a very, very funny answer. And it took me a second to kind of understand what he was saying because, you know, when I'm not here doing the show, I usually don't think about what I did. When I put down the microphone and the headset in the morning, I really don't think too much more about the show that day unless somebody brings it up. So when he said, I got the answer for you, I thought, uh-oh, well, what is this? But it was a funny, funny answer. But I did tell him that the answer he gave me was not far off from one of these answers. I think we've got, yesterday we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 10. So there are still 4 on the list, and we might get back to this later. And if he's out there listening, maybe he can submit an answer, and we'll get to where we need to get to. So that was fun yesterday. Okay. Well, I got my yard mowed yesterday before the rain came. The rain came very late. I think it was after 10 o'clock last night that the rain finally came. It's nice that we're getting the rain overnight. You know, it's not pouring down during the day. It's coming overnight, so we have pretty nice days. Sunny and nice days, rainy nights. But I think that was the last bit of rain we're supposed to get until at least Friday. So that's not a bad thing at all. But I got the grass mowed. I was starting to get those dandelions in the yard again. So it's nice when the yard gets topped off. Okay. I had a fun experience yesterday with the word progress. I was at school yesterday, and there were two students who were putting together chairs. We got a lot of new furniture at school, and they were helping put together these rolling chairs. And I thought I heard one of the students say, "We're making great progress," which is how the word is supposed to be said, because progress is a root word. You know, pro meaning go forward. Progress, I don't know what that means. So I thought I heard the female student say progress. And I said, how do you say, I think I said, did you say progress, or how do you say progress? And they said progress. And I said, you're very smart. That's exactly how you say it. Now, the other person I was with in the room says progress. The other teacher, I guess I would say, says progress. But these kids said progress. And I said, well, I say progress, so I guess we're all in the same boat here. And later on in the class, the other person in the room said progress again. And I said, well, no, that's progress. And the kids agreed with me. So that was very good. I have great faith in the youth now that they're saying progress. All right, well, maybe this is the thing we're looking for here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
Well, you know, I can already tell you're training for our big announcement.
What makes you believe that?
Well, because it sounds like you've had a stroke in your mouth.
Well, there is a bit of hostess for breakfast morning today.
Now, are you off this morning?
Yes, I am.
Oh, in that, are you sitting listening to the show this morning?
No, nope, actually just sitting outside looking at God's glory right now. It's beautiful outside today. But I am eating some cupcakes, it looks like.
Cupcakes. Now, is it cupcakes or Twinkies?
Oh, the Twinkies were last night.
Oh, you've already went through the Twinkies.
Last night.
Well, let me tell the audience here. This is Brody. This is one of the people I work with over at Kroger. And yesterday, we were having a conversation. And I don't even remember how this came up, because I don't remember talking about Hostess Cupcakes or Little Debbie's. But out of the blue, I think you suggested a Twinkie eating contest. Now, where did this idea come from?
No idea, other than a customer came up there through a line, and they bought a bulk box of Twinkies. And the idea came to my mind. Just ask you and say, what do you think of a Twinkie eating contest?
So this was brought on by a customer buying a massive amount of Twinkies.
Yeah, like one of those like 16 or 18 count boxes of Twinkies. And I thought, what would like 200 Twinkies on a big platter look like? And if you had like four guys or two guys or whoever going at it for 10 minutes and seeing how many Twinkies they could put down.
10 minutes. Now, in this contest, it would strictly be Twinkies, and people would be allowed to have two bottles of water on the table, because 10 minutes is quite a long time.
But there would be 200 Twinkies available for four guys. To me, that seems like a lot of Twinkies. How many Twinkies do you think somebody could consume in 10 minutes?
My gosh, I mean, if anybody wants to do any research, you look at Joey Chestnut, and he's one of the probably the world's best number one eater in the world, and I believe he did 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. So for, like, the average Joe guy like us, the blue-collar worker that works every day or on the weekends, I think we could maybe, I mean, if we did 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes, I think that would be an astronomical amount.
Now, that would be your goal, 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes.
Yes, for someone who doesn't train for anything like this, yeah, 50 Twinkies, that would be a goal for me. If I did more, that'd be awesome.
Now, being that this would be a competition, you would be up against other people. What if it looked as if they were about to surpass the 50 mark, even though that's your own personal goal?
I guess we'll all just be surprised if that moment occurs. I mean, you think about it, they're awfully sweet. I mean, you got to have a great sweet tooth for eating that amount, the way I see it.
Well, you know, it doesn't, now that I'm thinking about it, 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes, that's only 5 Twinkies a minute. That's, what, a Twinkie every 12 seconds? I don't know. I think you could probably do that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. And after talking about it yesterday with you, when I was out at the old driving range, Determined Brilliance driving range yesterday, they all smelt the road. The owner wants to put up the Twinkies for the competition.
So the Twinkies are already paid for, all 200 Twinkies.
Yes. The owner of the driving range out there, I believe many people of Marion would know it as Miracle Driving Range, but it is Determined Brilliance driving range now, and his name is Dan Barry, and he's willing to put up the Twinkies for the competition and possibly a little prize in the end there, too.
So we've already got this covered. We've got the competition, we've got the Twinkies, and possibly the prize already here in with 24 hours since the first time we talked about it.
Yes, just maybe on your end, if you get somebody there from your radio station or someone you could think of, we just need, there was two or three other guys along with me that I talked to yesterday that were interested in doing it there at Kroger there that we work with. They were interested as well of being a part of the contest.
Well, that, you know, I heard CJ yesterday was interested. Now, was there somebody else interested?
Seth that we work with, the bagger, he is very interested as well.
All right. So now here's the thing about this. Now, it sounds like you were practicing last night.
You know, I think you already know that I can eat large amounts of food here and there, or I'm usually always munching on something and eating something.
So
I'm sure you can contest to that. You know that.
So last night you got yourself a box of Twinkies. Now, how many Twinkies are in a box? I haven't bought a box of Twinkies for a while.
It says 10 Twinkies are in a box.
10 Twinkies. Okay. Now, are there any Twinkies left at this point?
No, there are not.
The Twinkies are all gone. So,
yes, they are.
Did you try to eat these in a fast fashion last night?
No, but when I was having a conversation there with the owner of the driving range, I consumed 5 of them, I'd say, within 60 seconds of the start of the conversation. I just kept on opening them up and eating them and giving them the pitch on the competition.
And that's with you opening the wrapper because, you know, in this competition, the wrapper would have to be open already.
Yeah, I'd imagine we'd have them out on a platter, all 200 of them stacked up so you could get the full effect of what it looks like.
Now, when did you become a massive consumer of certain foods? Because, I mean, you said it yourself. You like to eat massive amounts of food. I mean, I've seen you eat hot dog buns with ketchup and mayonnaise. And you put down like 30 of those in 15 minutes. So where did this come from?
Can't really say. I mean, I've always liked to eat when I was younger. I mean, who doesn't like to eat? I guess maybe more when you look at athletes like World's Strongest Man athletes out there, those guys are putting down anywhere from 10 to 15,000 calories a day in order to get ready for their competitions there at the World's Strongest Man competition. So that could have been part of it too, because I was always amazed at how many calories those guys could consume in a day.
Now, that sounds like you might have a leftover Twinkie in your throat this morning.
It's actually a Zinger this morning.
Oh, you got the so. What did you buy yesterday? What was your grocery list like when you left work?
Well, if you get out to Kroger today, if you got that digital coupon, you can get them for what is it, $2.49 a piece, up to five of them. So you can get the Zingers, you can get the cupcakes, you can get the Twinkies. Yeah, so I ended up getting five boxes of the Hostess.
So yesterday. You got the Twinkies, the Zingers, the cupcakes.
Cupcakes, yeah, those were the five different ones, or among the five boxes I got, those are the three different snacks I got.
And what are you sitting out this morning eating?
I'm eating the Hostess Zingers this morning.
Now, tell people who may not know, what is a Zinger?
A Zinger, if I had to describe it, it looks like a small Twinkie on the bottom, and on top of it, it has the vanilla icing on top of it there. So I think it's just a Twinkie with more icing on top.
So what does breakfast consist of this morning as you're sitting outside enjoying the beautiful morning?
Just eating some Zingers right now. That's about it.
Well, what are you having with the Zingers?
Nothing else, really. I did have a Diet Cola this morning. I do have some like Coke Zero and some Diet Pepsi that I was drinking this morning, but other than that, it's usually water. But yeah, that's not, I typically don't eat breakfast, but if I got a day off, yeah, I like to eat some breakfast.
So this is the breakfast of champions, Zingers and Diet Coke this morning.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? You only live once.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Okay, so the Twinkie eating contest will consist of 200 Twinkies on a platter. Now, at this point, we really don't know how many people can be in this competition, because there would be a certain amount that we could not accommodate because we would not have enough Twinkies. But the competition would be as such. The Twinkies would be unwrapped, and in 10 minutes, which is a fair amount of time, in 10 minutes, how many Twinkies could somebody eat? And the person who would eat the most Twinkies would get a prize, hopefully supplied by the driving range. Now, is that correct?
Yeah, that's somewhere along those lines. That's what we were thinking.
It sounds good to me.
Unless you're able to somehow promote it more and some other business wants to maybe contribute to it and get their name in it as well. I mean, I'm all up for whoever wants to be really a part of it. But as far as like the eating aspect, I would think anywhere from four to five guys would be enough. And I think we could get some more Twinkies. I'd be willing to put in some money there to get some more Twinkies too, just in case we did surpass that 200 yard mark or 200 count mark and we were getting close there, and we could have maybe three or four boxes in reserve there that we needed to open.
Now, what about women? Now, are women allowed in this competition?
I'm for whoever you want to put in there. I mean, if you think a lady out there has an appetite and or just she wants to be part of that competitive atmosphere with some other guys, I mean, I'm all for it. If you have someone in mind, I'm all for it.
Well, see, in my opinion, I think it would all depend on would the woman want to participate. I would not want to go out and say, hey, you look like somebody who could eat 200 Twinkies, because I don't think that would go over very well. But I think that if a woman said, hey, that sounds interesting to me, and felt that they could eat more than 50 Twinkies in 10 minutes, which apparently is the high water mark here, well, why not? Why should we discriminate against gender?
No, if anybody, like I said, if you could think of someone, I think you mentioned the name of Ted Williams yesterday?
I did, and I think there should be a celebrity nature to this as well, and Ted can eat like nobody's business.
Yeah, you told me that. Is that the gentleman with the golden voice
that's
that we're talking about?
Yep, golden voice.
All right. Yeah, I'm all for whatever you want to promote and put out there and get to join the competition or this crusade, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it could be both.
Twinkie endeavor.
It could be a competition and a crusade. And it's interesting because there are two women who, I'm not saying that they could eat a lot of Twinkies, but I know that they are highly competitive people, and I wonder how they would do in an eating competition. Now, one of those I talk about a lot on the show here, Abby, and she and I had a competition earlier this year. I believe it was a push-up competition, and I'm not going to talk about that because there was controversy involved in that. But she got right down.
I could see that.
What's that?
I could see that with
yeah.
you.
Well, no, it did. The controversy was not on my end, but we don't want to bring up old wounds on this show. But I could see her getting in a Twinkie eating competition because even though she might know she might not win, her competitive nature would not allow her to admit that she could not win. And I think, you know, that's where herein lies the fun.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's going to be a sit down 5-star menu type of meal where everybody just has their napkin and their plate and we're all having our manners. I mean, it's going to be full bore. Get as many of those down as you can in that 10 minutes
now,
and see who's the winner in the end.
Now, not that this matters, Brody, but just for the sake of competition here, give us your age and your size range so people can understand. Because sometimes, you know, Joey Chestnut's not a huge guy, but sometimes that does figure in, like with people such as Andre the Giant.
Well, by the means of Andre the Giant, I am nowhere near that man's size. I mean, I am 30 years old and around 6'3", and in the range of 310 to 320 pounds.
And you already have put down, in a 15-minute break period, hot dog buns, mayonnaise, and ketchup, like 30 of those, right?
You forgot the cheese on that, too.
Now, what kind of cheese? Is it the Kraft unwrappable cheese?
I think that day it was the Kroger brand cheddar block cheese, if I remember right.
So did you melt?
It was already pre-sliced.
Oh.
So I was just folding it up and putting it in there.
You know, I've always meant to ask you about that. Now, how did that come to be a sandwich? Because I don't think that's in the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Well, if you didn't have any tomatoes, usually, I mean, growing up, I was okay with eating a tomato and mayonnaise and a put some pepper on it sandwich. That was totally cool with me. So we didn't have any tomatoes up there in the break room, but we had cheese and we had we didn't have any mayo, I don't think, either. I think it was just mustard and ketchup and buns. So why not?
So you just made a meal. Now, were you trying to eat fast because they were good and break was going to be over in 15 minutes?
Yeah, I was hungry that day, I remember. And that, had to have been back in 2019, I think. That was your first year there with us at our store there when you transferred over, if I remember right.
Yes, and I'd never seen anybody at the other location eat anything like that.
And that would have been back when I was doing extensive workouts as well, whether it had been cardio and lifting heavy weights. So being hungry was easy for me. It's just the way your metabolism works, and when you work out like that, you're just constantly hungry. So a 12,000-calorie day would have been easy for me.
But now you're not doing that sort of thing, so this might hinder you in this competition.
Maybe. I mean, there is a thing called fasting, so you could go without some real hard food for maybe 1 or 2 or 3 days and maybe just do some liquids, and then upon that day of the competition, just go full bore all out and replenish your calories and go for it.
Now, this, of course, will be broadcast on the air, and we'll also get video and pictures of this because this will be something to behold. Now, what will the winner be called? Now we were trying to back this up back and forth yesterday. What will, because you got it, like the grand champion Twinkie eater, the Twinkie, what do you call the winner of this?
That would be a question or an answer that we're just going to have to think on. I don't know what you would call the winner. I mean, it's, what does Joey Chestnut call himself, I guess? I mean, he 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. What do you call him? I mean, he's number one. I don't know.
He's the champion.
Champion, yeah, you're the champ, I guess, the Twinkie champ.
Twinkie champion. Now, why are you not, see, out there eating your zingers and drinking your Diet Coke Zero or whatever it was, why are you not listening to the show this morning, getting all the news that is news here in Marion?
Was it news? I mean, I wasn't the first thing on my mind to wake up and turn on the radio and listen to whatever news you were talking about this morning. It was nice to kind of just sleep in a little bit and wake up and grab some, looks like some Hostess Zingers, and I guess that was on my menu this morning.
Well,
here I am talking to you.
Now, do you ever do the TikTok?
No, I do not. I guess I just never got into it. I attempted it and looked at it through it, but I just never got into it.
Well, here was what I was talking about this morning. And there were fire trucks up in the neighborhood in front of mine, and I almost got killed by a Rumkey trash truck this morning. So that was pretty much the news of the morning this morning. It would have been a tragedy. But I downloaded TikTok over the weekend because I was encouraged highly by somebody to do this. And I felt last night like I should put a video up there because everybody's got a video. So I found an old video of something I had done with Ted Williams. And I uploaded this thing, and it uploaded okay. And then I realized I had no hashtags on it. And apparently you have to hashtag these things or nobody's going to see them. So I was trying to figure out a way to get back in and hashtag it. And they said there was no way to do it. So I deleted the video. Then I tried to upload it again so I could put the hashtags on it, and now it will not post. So I don't know. Apparently I have glitched and ruined the whole TikTok system. It's all down. I have no idea.
That's totally out of my realm, Scott. I know I'm not much, like I said, on the TikTok. I do know of, like, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I know Snapchat is a big one amongst my young peers in this generation right now.
Now, isn't that a complete waste of time? I downloaded that one as well, and I don't understand why that's a thing. I don't understand Snapchat at all.
Guess it's just one way of the younger, I mean, I don't want to say younger generation, or anybody of this day and age, just to share whatever they feel they want to share at that moment of time. No different than Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. It's all just, you share whatever you feel you want to share at that moment in time, I guess.
Well, I guess, see, here with Facebook, you can find people because they use their real name, and you can also promote things. So I do see a use for Facebook. And TikTok is about videos and somewhat creativity. So I do understand TikTok, even though I'm not a fan so far. Not to say I won't become a fan. Snapchat, I do not understand because you really can't search people out unless you know them. And you have to ask them their information to get their information. So I'm not really sure why this is a thing, why this is helpful to anybody.
Now that I think of it, there is someone that we work with that I believe that could help you out with that aspect. And I think I did speak with them, now that I remember, a little bit about this Twinkie eating contest, is Matthew that we work with there at the store.
Oh, Matthew. He's been on the station.
Yeah. I think he was talking about possibly being a commentator there with you, walking around and seeing the competitors eat the Twinkies. I asked him if he wanted to be part of eating the Twinkies. He said he didn't want to eat that many sweets, but he said he would like to be there and talk with you while the competitors are eating. But he could definitely do the Snapchat aspect and the TikTok aspect. I know he knows about those platforms.
Because if nothing else, this is definitely a TikTok video waiting to happen.
Yeah, it possibly could be something that a little video like this in this town could go viral like that. I don't know if people, I mean, all kinds of things could happen in the amount of 10 minutes and people eating a 200 count platter of Twinkies. I mean, hopefully nobody throws up or loses their Twinkies in that process.
Yeah, we don't want that because I'm not cleaning that up. It's interesting, though, you mentioned viral video because
that's what the aspect of when I said about having it outside, that was an idea of mine.
Well,
because I don't know how any of us are going to endure this many Twinkies inside of us. I don't know if we're going to be able to really hold them in. I really don't know how oneself takes to eating that many Twinkies at one time, especially if they're not used to it. I don't know how your body's going to react to it.
Well, you know what's interesting about what you just said? Ted Williams created the viral video back in 2010, 2011. I can't remember which. But it's interesting that this video could go viral, and it could have the man who invented the viral video in the video.
I'm excited for this. Yeah, if you could, what video are you talking about that he went viral for? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, it was the one where he's standing on the side of the corner with the camouflage jacket on, and he's asking for money, and he's got the sign in his hand.
I understand. Yeah, I remember that from back when I was in high school. I remember seeing that gentleman there in his video.
The first viral video, they call that.
I could see that, yes.
Right here.
I remember that going viral.
Right here in Ohio. So, you know,
this
could...
10 plus years ago, I remember.
Yeah, I believe it was, I think 2010 or 2011. But but the thing of this is, I would love to see... You know, there's only a certain amount of people we can get in it because you can't have a large amount because then it becomes harder to call for radio. But I think the components we need are you, because you have started this and thrown out the challenge, and also somebody who could win. We need a celebrity component to this, and clearly Ted Williams can put down any amount of free food. And then maybe a female, like I was saying, because I do believe that Abby would be my first choice here, because I'd like to see her cramming Twinkies in her mouth. You know, if nothing else, it would shut her up for like 10 minutes.
All right. Like I said, I'm up to any competitors. I mean, if we could keep it in between, I believe 4 and 5, that way it's a little bit more controlled, and then people are able to see just those 4 to 5 competitors going at it versus 20 or 30 or whatever, and it'll keep the cost aspects down too if we're able to just keep it between 4 and 5. I mean, I don't really know what 200 Twinkies would cost offhand, but I'm guessing it's going to be maybe a couple $100. I'm guessing somewhere around there.
Now, I just got a message here from Abby. Now, she's backing out of this. Now I think the reason is, now she's competitive. There's no doubt about it. But I think that maybe a woman cannot compete with the men in this particular type of competition where you're eating massive amounts of Twinkies.
Yeah, like I said, it's not something that you just pick up and go to. I don't know how your body's going to react to, I mean, even putting 20 or 30 Twinkies down. I mean, that's two boxes of those. Me eating just 5 of those yesterday, I felt pretty fine, but I mean, you could tell they're pretty sweet tasting. So I don't know how you're going to feel after if you get down around 40, 50, or even 60 plus Twinkies in that 10 minutes.
Right. And you know, I just think, I just did not want to exclude women, because I don't think you ever want to exclude a gender or anything for any reason. So it's going to be big, though. So for people listening, it's going to be 200 Twinkies. 200 Twinkies being put up by the driving range. And they're also going to have a little prize, and we're going to have no more than 4 people involved in this. Now, I'm not sure who the 4 are going to be at this point, but we got Brody here who's throwing out the challenge. We'll have to be discerning about the other 3 people. And this is going to happen within the month of May. It's going to happen before Memorial Day. Now, we'll have a date on this at some point. But this is going to be the biggest 10 minutes in radio history. People cramming Twinkies down their throat. That is going to be something to behold.
I look forward to the challenge, Scott.
We'll have to check back in with you to see how the training's coming. Now, last night, you did six Twinkies in 1 minute. And that's with you opening the package.
Yes, I believe it was five or six. I don't know. I was eating some Zingers, but then I started into the box of Twinkies, and I believe I got around five of them there within 60 seconds there. That was while opening up the wrappers and talking as well.
I tell you, it's going to be a humdinger when we get this thing all together, and we'll check back in on your progress, because we want you to, if nothing else, whether you win or lose the competition, we want you to hit the 50 Twinkie mark, which is the goal you have set for yourself in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Yep.
That is the goal.
Well, but Brody, we got a whole nother hour coming up here. You need to turn on the listening device there so you can listen to us.
Tune in app.
Tune it on, because you never know what people are going to say about this next hour.
You got it.
Thanks, Brody.
You got it. Great
Bye-bye.
Day, Scott.
All right, the Great Twinkie Challenge is on its way. Can you believe Abby backed out of this? Oh, I thought she had the competitive gene in her. She was going to be there for all women, supporting all women in the Great Twinkie Challenge. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more on the other side of this very short but important break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.